A recent production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar has come under fire for portraying the Roman emperor as what seems to be Donald Trump. But previous productions of the same play have cast Caesar as Obama and other presidents. In fact, it's not uncommon to cast Shakespeare's words and characters in a modern light. The head of the University of Tennessee's theater department, Calvin McLean, tells Morning Edition host Victor Agreta about various productions of Shakespeare's works, how politics and art collide, and whether it's prudent for corporate sponsors to dictate the terms of artistic license. All right, so I'm here with Calvin McLean. You're the head of the Department of Theater, right?
That's correct.
Why is Shakespeare so enduring when it comes to political commentary?
Well, I suppose it has a lot to do with the fact that he is able to mask the politics so well. There is a capacity in producing Shakespeare's dramas, which have a lot going for it artistically, I might add, that you can, because of the ambiguities in the play, as far as its politics are concerned, you can spin it in, you know, the direction you want it to go, or its opposite. And that makes it very timely for all kinds of different eras. But he doesn't strike me so much as a political playwright as he is a human playwright. And so he's why I think his plays are done is because the human beings who are involved in the politics are so richly drawn and so interesting. And the drama is the thing.
A New York production of Julius Caesar has sparked controversy as Caesar appears to be portrayed as Donald Trump. But the same theater company produced the same play with Caesar as Obama as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it considered routine to update or just a work to fit a modern setting?
Well, I think it's pretty routine, actually. We can't forget the famous production that Orson Welles did in the 30s, I believe. Maybe it was the 40s, the 30s, in which Julius Caesar was Mussolini, and that really tilted the politics toward tyranny and made Julius Caesar a villain. It's a play that invites a certain amount of topicality and structuring of the production to the particular messages and themes of the time. And I suppose, I haven't seen the production, I've read something a lot about it. I suppose that it's more than just Donald Trump that's being satirized in Oscar Eustace's production. It's also Black Lives Matter and the whole racial divide here in this particular country. So what it's getting a lot of attention for is, of course, the assassination scene. And the assassination scene is the most dramatic part of the play. So that's the one that everybody wants to talk about, although, the second act, the second half of the play is in many ways says the opposite of what the first half does.
Other plays can be cast in a modern political light, King Lear, Richard III, and in A Story in Time, D.C. Shakespeare Theater Company director Michael Kahn says he got a letter from someone who said their production of Macbeth, which was set in Africa, was meant to criticize Trump. Why make those criticisms from the stage?
Well, because Shakespeare did. We don't know a lot about the history of Shakespeare's actual theater making, but we do know a couple things. And one of the things we do know is that this play was written 1599, roughly, and there was a lot of political discussion about the succession of Elizabeth I, and that, of course, had all kinds of political import. And at the same time, I guess it was the Earl of Essex was on his way to Ireland to beat up on some Irish people, and there was a lot of talk about whether or not he should be king, and then lots of talk about the James, the King of Scotland, and anyway, Shakespeare has this wonderful knack of commenting on the political issues of the time, while still not taking an overt stance. So he gets through the censorship of the times, and he and what he's mostly interested in is the ambiguities of, as I said before, of the human issues of the play. So I think that since the play's origination has a certain sort of political calculation, it's real easy to take some of these plays and use them to comment on our particular time.
What do you think about corporate sponsors using purse strings in response to theatrical or artistic decisions?
I knew you were going to ask me about that. I have mixed feelings about this. On the one hand, I find it to be a form of censorship. On the other hand, people can do with their money what they wish to do with their money. I think it actually says more about where we are right now as a body politic than it says about either the artistic merit or the worthiness of support that the public theater has. It seems to me that the corporate fear of being somehow targeted either by people with a particular political point of view or by the government, for all I know, is a lot more involved in this controversy than anything else. It seems to me to be sort of a scary thing. As you had mentioned, there was a production several years ago in which the Julius Caesar was sort of modeled after Barack Obama, and Caesar is still assassinated in the play, and there was not much said about it. I think the times are different now, and on the one hand, it seems as if Oscar Eustace and the public theater has done a pretty darn good job of stirring up a hornet's nest. On the other hand, he's got to deal with the repercussions of that, or his theater does, and I expect they will.
Are there other examples of modernized versions of Shakespeare causing a stir, whether for political reasons or not?
Well, yeah. Orson Welles did several. There are productions all through the last 20 years, I think, of some of the plays that you've mentioned, including King Lear, and that have taken a political point of view. Politics it's one of the things artists do, is that they like to. Some will say that they make it sort of derivative, take a stance and sort of conform, make the play conform to the political argument. But that's part of being a theater person, is to somehow confront its audience and make them think and make them get upset and wonder at what the motivations are for such things. I suppose we are a bit overt right now because people are angry, or more overt than we used to be. But it's still part of making theater, I think, is to have a political point of view about our times and to let choose plays and have plays refer to that.
And if I'm not mistaken, that concept predates Shakespeare by over 1,000 years.
Well,
right?
Yeah, certainly to the Greeks, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of wonder, what some of the Greek governors thought of the characterization of Aeschylus for Agamemnon.
Exactly.
He's a real son of a bitch in that play.
Well, Calvin McLean, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.